she was one of those, you know, during the Depression, Mrs. Roosevelt, they brought Mrs. Roosevelt, Fred's story is they brought the Friends, Quakers, brought Mrs. Roosevelt up to Scott's Run.
Uh-huh.
You know where Scott's Run is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she went back to Washington and told Franklin got to do something and said they want a homestead.
Wow.
So that's what they developed, the homestead program.
Yeah, I interviewed a woman who grew up in Scott's Run, a black woman, Sarah Lowell.
Okay. So, can you introduce
yourself and tell me who you are and where we are right now?
Okay, well, I'm Sarah Fletcher. Excuse me. My timer went off. Okay, I'm Sarah Fletcher. I am a daughter of Dorothy Thompson, who was a well-known local weaver who came from Arthurdale and grew up in Arthurdale and learned weaving, and she married a farmer here in Canaan, and she came here to the farm. So I grew up on the farm knowing about farming and a little bit about weaving. And I'm the oldest daughter in the family, and I chose to go be a professional, so I left in 61 to go to nursing school. And then I worked as a nurse for a number of years, and then I got interested back in weaving and started working with my mother on weekends. Mm-hmm. And I was the weekend weaver. And then when I retired, I moved in with her and took over the management of the loom barn.
Can you tell me a little more about her and how she learned?
My mother is Dorothy Thompson. She was Barbara Dorothy, is known as Mayor, from Arthurdale. The Mayor family were among the first pioneers that came in the first wave into Arthurdale in 1935. Mrs. Roosevelt had started that homestead community after interviewing the people at Scott's Run, who told them that they would like a place where they could grow their food, you know, and call their own. So they developed a homestead concept, and on that, most of the homesteads had 1 to 2 acres. They had a house that was built, a solid house with hot and cold running water, a bathtub, a coal furnace, and my mom said it was just heaven. We went to heaven when we moved in there. And then they had a community center, and they taught a lot of programs through the community center. That's when my father got there to teach agriculture, because he was had a college degree in agriculture, and they asked him to teach agriculture through the National Youth Administration. So they met in Arthurdale, got married in 42, and she moved to the farm, and then eventually she brought her looms from her father. Alex Mayer was a cabinet maker, and he could make looms. And he could forge, so he did a lot of woodwork. And he brought the looms, and I grew up with looms in the house. And yes, I learned to weave, but I wasn't always that interested when I was young. But as I got older, I developed an appreciation for it. Then about the mid-80s, I decided that I wanted to get back in weaving. And so I started working with my mother on the weekends when I started to work at an agency, and they laid us off to 4 days a week. So I had Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, and I would come up here with a friend, and we would weave with my mother, and we learned more about weaving because she had this loom barn, and she had a weaving school attached to the loom barn. So we were part of the weaving school. And then eventually, over time, the number of students and everything decreased, but some of us, and I retired, and I came back to live with her in the summer because I was still in the fall because I was still working until I retired. And then when I retired, I became the full-time manager of the loom barn and working with her. And I was privileged to work with her until she passed away in October of 08.
How would you describe her?
Well, she actually was, as she said, we are traditional hand weavers. So when she, in their school there, the vocational aspect of Arthurdale had a weaving program, and actually her mother, Rosemary, had an ability to weave. So Mrs. Roosevelt arranged for Rose to go, I think it was to the John Campbell in North Carolina to learn. In fact, to learn weaving, because I found her notes and some scribblings from her when she went to school. My mother says she remembers her being away for a while. Okay. And she came back, and they had a weaving room. So Rose, Grandma Rosie, ran the weaving room. And then, of course, then my mother had a weaving in high school. That was part of the vocational program in the high school. And her mother taught her through the high school. Okay. Then Mrs. Roosevelt saw that my mother had a very natural ability, so she arranged for her to go to study with Lou Tate at the Little Loom House in Louisville, Kentucky, which is still there. It is still an active weaving consortium called the Little Loom House, and it's up in Louisville, and I visited it once in about 1988.
Okay.
And so I know it exists. And anyhow, so she went there, and she was after high school, and she was learning weaving. And what happened, the war broke out. They declared war in 41, and she said nobody had any money. She didn't have any, she had a very thin stipend. She didn't say how much she got, but it was, I take it wasn't very much. And so she, I found a couple booklets where there are pictures of her doing weaving. And so she said she made enough money to buy a bus ticket and came back to Arthurdale and started weaving with her mother in the weaving room. And that's when she met my father, who was teaching there. And they got married the next year in 42. And she came to Canaan Valley. Now, this is Canaan Valley in the 1940s. They did have electricity, but didn't have much else. But they had, it was a farm, and anyhow, so she got pregnant, and she went back to Arthurdale to have me, and then my brother 18 months later, because there was no doctor here, and there was the nearest hospital was in Elkins, which is rather an arduous journey in those days, and so she did, and then she also her father loaded up the looms, now this is the story, on the top of his Model A, would fasten them down, and because the looms were able to be taken apart. The looms that he made were very sturdy, and you could take them apart and put them back together again. And so he brought the loom, he brought a big loom and a small loom and a warping reel, and that's what I grew up in a small house with. And then she expanded and got some other looms. And then in 1962, the Board of Education came to ask her if she would teach weaving to people. Now, my mother also, during the time, though, that I was growing up, she made a lot of things, tablecloths, sets, luncheon sets, they called them. She made bedspreads, which are three pieces. She made a lot in what they call the overshot pattern, wig rows. And she would sign them, too, that she'd learned signing when she was at Lou Tate's. And this is where you put the date and the who wove it and what the pattern is. And you, it's a pickup technique that you put in the hem of the garment or the hem of the bedspread or something like that. And so she would do that. So I have a lot of her stuff, which is dated with the pattern and when it was woven and everything. And then but she would make things for family and some people would order things. And then they wanted her to teach this adult education program. And so she has started, and they had a two-room schoolhouse here in Canaan Valley called the Costner School. And they only used one room for 1 through 6 with one teacher. And I went there for my first 6 grades of school and then went to town, and with town being Davis and then Thomas. Davis for junior high and Thomas for high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated in 1961 and left home. In the meantime, she started this program at the schoolhouse. And we have I've found a couple articles about the first programs where the ladies had to be interviewed. They had to take an aptitude test. And she had about 7 people in her first class. And then some of them brought their old big fashioned, what they, some people call barn looms or frame looms. And they had only known, as my mother said, one way to weave, because that's who had the loom, taught them how to weave. So she said, I was able to expand their knowledge. And that's what she did. And then, of course, she ordered looms and everything. And she taught from 1962 clear through off and on until about 2000. But she had in the schoolhouse. But what happened was the schoolhouse was starting to fall down. And, of course, the County Board of Education had abandoned it. So it was getting pretty raunchy. I mean, it was leaking. There was, you know, they couldn't weave in the wintertime because they had coal stoves. And it's very hard to keep a coal stove going 24 hours a day to keep stuff warm. So anyhow, they would close down in the wintertime. But anyhow, that was a very successful program. And then she and my father decided to build the loom barn. And the loom barn was a one room. I think she got, it was done very, wasn't very elaborate. She didn't have an architect or anything like that. I think it was something they just drew out and they built. And they had an upstairs to it, and so she brought all her supplies, and then she had looms in here, and she taught weaving school through this for a number of years. And that's actually where I was when I started working with her, was here in the loom barn. And we would come on Fridays and Saturdays. I lived in Elkins at that time. So then I retired in 99 from my job at a nonprofit agency that worked with teens and parenting program. And so moved in with her, and she, the lady who was managing the books and running the shop, said it was my turn. I was able to take over the management, and over time I was able to expand it. Excuse me. I get hoarse. And so about 2007 and 8, we started talking about expanding, that we really needed some more room. And actually, I had looms in the basement. I had 2 looms in the basement of the house that they were fairly large looms. And I said, you know, it'd really be nice to get lots together. And she had a lot of the school looms. So what I did was I sold some of this. We got permission to take over the looms from the County Board of Education that were marked what their looms were. And they said since we were taking care of them, we could have them. And I had a letter to prove it. So I started, because I sold several of them to kind of clear out the space, and then was able to move in the looms. But we said we needed more space. So I got an architect to design an addition on the side of the barn, and I wanted a porch because there was no porch, and the door was right open to the northeast, and anytime it rained or snowed, or especially with rain and northeastern or something, the door was just like, it wasn't even a barrier. The water would just run in.
Do you want to pause?
Yes. Let me go check what they're doing. Is that all right?
Yeah, no problem.